Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 23. And the first part of the chapter, which we've seen in the previous episode or so, is defined as the last words of David. And it was actually the last oracle of David. He does speak some more, as we'll see in subsequent episodes. But this was the last oracle proclamation that he gave. Then the last part of this chapter, beginning with verse 8, where we are now, are the names of the mighty men of David. David had mighty men about him. And there's a lot of principles to be gleaned from this. The bottom line is that the Lord will bring people into each one of our lives that are going to be mighty men, mighty men, mighty women. We live the life of faith and belief as his body. Yes, we are individuals. We are single people, but we are a part of a body of Christ. And you see that manifested right here. Now, the balance of this chapter, for the most part, is a long list of names, which I may or may not be able to read through today. Okay. But boy, there's some things right here for us to see. So let's just look at it. Verse 8 starts off in this way. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb-Bashabeth, the Tachmonite, chief of the captains. So this guy was chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Esnite also because of 800 slain by him at one time. So one of the things that we're going to see is that there was organization and structure to this. So this guy was chief of the captains. He had killed 800 at one time by himself. Verse 9, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines, whom were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel had withdrawn. And so we've seen some of these guys already in the account. Some of them we haven't seen. Eleazar, verse 10, he arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to strip the slain. So you have Josheb here, you have Eleazar here, and these are mighty, mighty men. You're going to find out that David had a group of mighty men that they called the 30. At the end of this chapter, it actually says, okay, these are the 37 men. Among these 37 men, there were the three. And you'll see these three, and these are two of the three right here, that were greater than these other men. You say, well, God doesn't do that, does he? Did not Jesus actually have three too? Remember, he had 12 disciples, but there were three of them that were always with him. And it's very much the same type of thing. Verse 11 tells us about the next one. Now, after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, a Harahite. And the Philistines were gathered into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. So we're given little episodes of the victory that each one of these men had. Here, Shammah has a great victory in the middle of a plot of lentils, okay? Verse 13 clarifies a little bit. Then three of the 30 chief men went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, while the troop of the Philistines were camping in the Valley of Rephaim. So here's another little episode. David was then in the stronghold, while the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David had a craving and said, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three mighty men, notice how they're described now as the three mighty men, broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And David said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. And so David just made basically an off-the-cuff remark. Man, I wish I could have some of that really good water from that well in Bethlehem. But it was under the control of the Philistines. These three guys went and got him a drink of water. And David, he couldn't drink it. He says, I can't do this because you went in just a total disregard of your own life to get this for me. Don't you know that perhaps he learned the lesson about speaking forth a hasty word, you know? So anyway, these are some of the deeds of the mighty men. Well, verse 18 continues on. It says this, Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30. We have seen him already several times. And he swung his spear against 300 and killed them and had a name as well as the three. So this guy killed 300 at one time. He had a name that was equal with the three. Verse 19, he was most honored of the 30. Therefore, he became their commander. However, he did not attain to the three. So you see that the three were special. This guy, I mean, he was leader of the 30, but he didn't attain quite to the level of the three. Then verse 20, then Benaiah, we've heard of him, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, killed the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down to kill the lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. Isn't that a great lion? He killed an Egyptian, an oppressive man. Now the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did. And he had a name as well as the three mighty men. He was honored among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David appointed him over his guard. And Asahel, we've seen him, the brother of Joab, was among the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. And then from verses 24 through the balance of this chapter, are just name after name after name of the 30. And I'm just not going to read them out right now. You can read them if you want to. It'd be really boring on the podcast, and I'm running out of time. But I wanted you to hear the last part, okay? Verse 38 says, Ira the Hithrite, Garab the Ithrite. So it's just a list of names. Then verse 39, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. Uriah the Hittite. Remember when we read about Uriah? I actually mentioned this right here, but here we are again. When David took Bathsheba and did all the chicanery and he killed Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, and he sent him into battle for plausible deniability where he could say, oh, the child is his, not mine. That Uriah the Hittite was one of David's mighty men. The sin that David committed in doing all that he did with that episode is horrific. But I remember when I learned and when I saw that this wasn't just some soldier, this just wasn't some commander, this was one of David's most trusted men that he did. You know, for the longest time, I thought it was just somebody that David may have known or may not have known. Oh no, he totally knew him. And he totally was willing to kill him to cover up his sin. And this isn't to paint a horrible picture of David and evil of David, but what it is to paint is the wonder and glory of God's forgiveness, because God forgave David for this. I mean, it's just amazing. So anyway, it's worth going in and checking out all these names and chasing them through scripture sometimes. The Lord leads you in that way. We're not going to do it right now. Okay. Hey, my time is up. I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.